How is it to be back in West Norfolk?
It's good, actually. I've been back a couple of times, backwards and forwards. Literally, since the games, I've just been bouncing here, there and everywhere from venue to venue doing numerous events, award ceremonies, meets and greets, signings, school visits, you name it. I've pretty much been there and done that recently. So, yeah, to come back here and to Sainsbury's, who are one of the big partners of the Paralympic Games, it's nice to kind of sit here and show me medals off and have pictures taken with the general public coming in that all watched it on the TV and kind of want to feel part of it. Not many of them get to see a Paralympic medal up close and personal, and I brought my London medal here and both my Beijing ones, so hopefully they can go home with a smile on their face going, I've seen a Paralympic medal today.
How has it been since then? I mean, you know, it's a few months ago now, and at the time it was absolutely massive. I think the whole country was in complete awe of the whole event, Paralympics and Olympics GB. I mean, what have you been up to since?
To be honest, not a lot of cycling, that's for sure. I mean, I ended up doing national championships in the Revolution Track Series a couple of weeks ago, but other than that, I barely touched my bike, and it's got to the point now where the skin suit's fitting a little bit tighter than it should do, and I really do need to get back into some training, because if I don't get back into the routine of it all, it's going to be very hard to get back into any kind of fitness. So, to be honest, I've not been riding my bike. I've been doing all the other fun things. We went to Buckingham Palace a couple of weeks ago to meet the Queen. I've been doing TV shows, doing appearances, doing talks and motivational speeches. So doing pretty much everything other than riding a bike. But it's getting to the point now where I need to start riding the bike again and try and measure my time a little bit better and get back to it all.
And have you got any sort of message for youngsters from West Norfolk? Because, I mean, you're a Wisbeach boy and... you know, you've got to the top of your profession with, I think, is it 16 gold in World Championships and Olympics?
I just won my 11th world title this year in February, and that's across both sports. And then I've got the 5 gold. So, yeah, 16 gold medals at the world level. It's pretty impressive. But, yeah, I mean, for kids kind of growing up or whatever, I mean, anything is possible as long as you're prepared to do the hard work and put the time and effort into it. I mean, I was fortunate that I absolutely loved swimming when I was growing up, and I love my riding a bike, which makes life a lot easier when you're pushing yourself to the absolute limit. But it's giving 100% of it, of effort, 100% of the time, and that's kind of my philosophy behind all my training and stuff that I do. And I try and get the most out of everything, and that way you kind of you've done the best you can, and you can move forward and hopefully succeed.
And we're in 2012 still, but I know you've already got your sights on 2016. Is that?
That's right. I mean, yeah, 2016 is the next target. I mean, it's the next massive target. London, yeah, I won a bronze medal, but it didn't go quite according to plan. So we need to kind of make amends in Rio. It won't be a home games, but it'll be a pretty special games. And I think as a 6th game for me and a 3rd one as a cyclist, I think it would be pretty special to kind of bow out there. So, yeah, working hard now. Well, I'm going to start working hard again, get back to some kind of fitness, and then see how far we can go and take it for Rio.
Fantastic. And a final question. You probably know I've left this one to last. At London, quite a famous image of you. You're pretty distraught after the C4/5 time trial. Do you look back with any regrets on your reaction there, or do you think that passion really...
Do you know, at the time I regretted it. Like the first couple of days, like I was like, I can't believe I've just done that. I mean, it's not very professional, it doesn't look great. The language was pretty choice as well, and it was like that's not how I'd like to be perceived. But in hindsight, and coming out of it, the positives have been amazing. I really expected people to almost be throwing stones at me and really kind of detest anything that I ever did. But it's been the absolute opposite. Like 99.9% have given me positive comments. And a lot of people have said, oh, if it was me, I'd have done worse. And I was like, oh my God, you'd have done worse. I have to worry about some of these people that said they were going to do that. So, yeah, I mean, it did show the passion. It showed the Paralympics in a completely different light. And yeah, unfortunately, I took one for the Paralympic movement, but I think the Paralympic movement's probably all the better for my outburst, Oscar's outburst a couple of days later, and then the actual professionalism and the elitism of the sport that was shown in London. And hopefully a lot of people take from that, and in the future we'll look at the Paralympics as that Olympic equivalent for the disability. So yeah, it's an amazing event, and I think we've now put it on the map, and hopefully from now on we'll look at the Paralympics just in the same light as we do with the Olympics.